Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution?
It is 7:22 on a Sunday morning. That means it's time to visit with Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
I'm going to read you a quote from Senator John Fetterman, Pennsylvania Democrat, steadfast Joe Biden supporter. He says, all the president's doubters in his own party, quote, need to get a spine or grow a set, one or the other. Michael Kelly, is that what they need to do?
Well, potentially, but it doesn't really matter. Because I think the damage has been inflicted here, Scott. Of course, the debate was terrible, and we've had the interview with George Stephanopoulos later in the week. Democrats are jumping ship, and the problem here is this election was going to be all about convincing those people who were anti-Donald Trump that Joe Biden was the reasonable alternative. Well, now we're losing Democrats. So the problem is being compounded by the president's desire to stay. And I think the pressure will continue to ratchet up.
John, is this election now about Joe Biden instead of Donald Trump, which we thought previously it was going to be about Donald Trump?
Yeah, I think it is. I think Michael assessed it accurately. And I think there's a host of problems here. But one of the real problems that the Democrats face, if they stick with Joe Biden, is that coming into this, the passion gap between people who like Donald Trump and people who really like Joe Biden was already pretty vast. Biden has not had, you know, a huge percentage of the population that passionately want him. And now that's been, whatever was there has been lessened. And I think turnout becomes a real huge problem for Democrats. It's not that a bunch of people that don't like Donald Trump are going to go vote for Donald Trump. Some may. But the real problem here is that there is nothing on that Democratic ticket that's going to inspire people, unless they hate Donald Trump, to go out and vote. And I think you look at the polling, there's not enough people in this country who hate Donald Trump, who think Donald Trump's a threat to democracy, all the things the Biden campaign's been saying. A lot of people do believe that, but there's not enough of them to elect Joe Biden, and they've got to make a change.
Well, I was talking with Robert Costa from Face the Nation on Friday, and he was saying that Jim Clyburn of South Carolina, who was very influential in getting Biden on the ticket in 2020, says he's pushing for Kamala Harris. He's pushing the idea of Kamala Harris being the candidate. Michael, what do you say about that?
Well, I think right now it's kind of unknown. Our first indication is that she polls the same as Joe Biden, but she hasn't been the face of this campaign. So there's an opportunity for her to change that trajectory. But undoubtedly, it's awfully tempting for the Democrats to look at some of these other candidates that immediately through polling, whether it be J.B. Pritzker, Gavin Newsom, etc., could be at the top of this race. That's the quagmire the Democrats have now that compounds it even worse. And, you know, Kamala Harris is a strong African-American female. And those are huge constituencies inside the Democratic Party, and they're not going to want to see her run over. I think James Clyburn speaking to a large base of the Democratic Party that agrees that, hey, a change may need to happen, but if it happens, we ought not throw out Kamala Harris and the great work that she's done.
Well, the clock is ticking on this thing. The convention is next month. What do you foresee as the strategy here to get somebody on the ticket that people will support?
I have no clue. I wish I knew, because I could make a lot of money and hopefully get some sleep at night rather than worrying about the fact that we're going to blow this. But some process will emerge here. I'm not sure if it will be an anointment by the president or if it will be some type of a floor fight at the Democratic Party. I don't anticipate this being a bloody bath. I think the decision will be made long before we show up in Chicago.
All right. And on the GOP side, John, if you're, you know, a Republican strategist here with what happened with the debate, what do you do going forward? What's the plan for the Trump campaign?
Well, I think they've done a masterful job of doing nothing over the past 10 days, and it seems to be working just fine. You know, I do think there is a point to be made that as this thing plays out, Donald Trump's poll numbers are getting better. More states are coming into play. And, you know, for Donald Trump to be on the sidelines, and he's largely been on the sidelines for the last 10, 11 days, I think that strategically that may be the way to go.
Now, does doing nothing mean not showing up for that September debate?
Depends on who he's debating. And, you know, if it's Joe Biden, then, yeah, he'd show up. If it's somebody else, maybe not.
Well, it can't get any worse for Biden debate-wise, so I don't know. If it was Biden, things couldn't go worse for him, so that means you know, Trump couldn't get a better situation. So I don't know. I'm curious to see what happens there. All right, gentlemen, thanks as always for your thoughts.
See you, Scott.
All right, it is 728, and you're listening to Total Information AM Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.